What? Oh, I don't have to have it after one. Never mind. Hey, welcome back, my friends. It's Chef and a Fat Man. See, we give you something nobody else does. We give you a little inside. We have a little fun. We do things that are a little out of the ordinary because cooking shows, and Chef Eric, you and I, most of the people here have seen cooking shows, they can be quite boring.
Yeah, I think so. Well, they're not actually cooking, that's why.
But you make cooking fun. And tasty.
I certainly hope it's at least tasty. I don't know.
Well, listen, in the 10 years we've been together, there has not been one ambulance attendant that has complained. I'm telling you.
There's not been one what?
That has complained.
Oh.
And if they did.
Not one ambulance has rushed away anyway.
That's right. And if they did, John would be right there to make sure they had the perfect coverage for the perfect, perfect experience.
I'm sure.
But all kidding aside, Chef Eric has cooked from Israel to Esteli, Nicaragua, all around the world, and now at the cigar shop. Chef Eric, the people are dying, I mean literally dying, to hear what culinary treats, well, so am I, I'd like to know what you're doing today, too. What are we doing today?
All right, so remember the fact that we're in a cigar store.
Yes.
So I wanted to make some stuff that would be simple, single pot kind of dishes for the most part, okay? So we're going to start with a single pot chicken chow mein. Using some pad thai noodles and chicken thighs. I don't do chicken breasts because they're dry and boring and have no flavor. So this is all
chicken breasts.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Exactly.
Qualification.
Just yeah. Gotcha.
And the culinary world is critical.
So and then after the chicken chow mein, we're actually going to do a Mexican lasagna that's done in a single pot as well.
A flair of Latin culinary from Chef Eric, a shocking revelation.
Absolutely. We got Cinco de Mayo that just happened.
Yes.
So, you know, we want to be able to...
And I survived.
And you did survive, right. And then we're going to do something, an homage to Jan, our friend Jan over there.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a lobster roll.
Oh, wow. Suck up.
Now, it's a little bit different than a regular lobster roll.
Why am I not surprised?
Well, I mean, because it's not just going to be lobster and mayonnaise. It'll have some shrimp. It'll have some spice. One of the problems I've had when I have a lobster roll is it's really boring.
Why are you looking at me for the first time?
It's really incredibly boring. So I decided that what I wanted to do is perhaps just kick it up with a little bit of different flavors, some different textures, different things that you wouldn't normally find in a lobster roll, like shrimp and lobster.
Let me think. I'll have the number 3 lobster roll with the shrimp.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, it's just that if you're going to have lobster, you might as well have a fellow.
You don't want to throw any grouper and snapper, maybe a little Atlantic salmon there, too.
I considered some scallops, but but I didn't do that, so.
Well, Chef Eric is notorious for taking recipes that you may have heard of, may even like, and he takes it to a whole nother stratosphere, shall we say.
Whether you like it or not. Okay.
No, I don't. Everybody likes it.
I know. No, I'm just kidding. All right, so what I'm doing is... I've got some oil that I'm bringing up to temperature, and I've got a little bit of a chili here, and this is a serrano pepper. It's red, which a red serrano is going to be just a little less hot than a green serrano. Yeah, as they ripen, actually the sugars in the serrano start to develop a little bit more. Still taking out most of the membrane, though.
Yes, please do. I think some of the people would find that a bit...
Okay. Yes. So, and now I'm going to, we're just going to fine dice this. We don't want big pieces of serrano.
Did you know, speaking of chilies, do you know that what the weather is in Mexico City tomorrow? It's chilly today, hot tamale.
How long have you been waiting to use that joke?
Hey, it fit right in with your chilies. You set me up, baby. Counselor John doesn't laugh. That's a pathetic
joke. I apologize. I didn't mean to. I didn't mean to set you up.
Just saying.
So we've got one chili that I've diced up in a pan. Now, what I've done prior to this, which is important, is I took chicken thighs. I took three chicken thighs, diced them up into about half-inch, three-quarter-inch dices, so there's a good amount of meat there. And then I marinated them just for a little bit, about 10 minutes, in some baking soda. You can use Chinese wine, or I use some Chardonnay, either one. The Chinese wine will give it a little different flavor. Some Chinese five spice, a little bit of salt, a little bit of black pepper, and you let that brown. When that browns, you go ahead and cut up your vegetables. In this case, I'm using some zucchini, some cabbage, some red peppers. You could also use bok choy. You could use some spinach. And actually, the best recipe actually starts with spinach. Yes, it does. So, and then what we're going to do is, let's see. Let me take my garlic and my ginger.
Now, you're using garlic. How long did it take you to mix that up?
It took a really long time. Long time. Because what you're referring to, that you're trying to divulge, is that I'm using a squeeze tube from Garden Gourmet, or Gourmet Garden, I think it is, of garlic and ginger. But the reason is, it's fresh. There's no other additives in here. So it just saves you the trouble, refrigerates well, and you get a nice, very smooth consistency of your garlic and your ginger. So I browned off that chicken just a while ago, and now in my pan I've added some oil back in, some olive oil, and I'm trying to just scrape up some little bits of the chicken that stuck to the bottom here so we get that fond off. And while we do that, we've got the serrano chilies, the ginger, and the garlic sauteing in this olive oil mixture. So we want that to get nice and fragrant, basically. What's that?
You want to open the container.
Yes, absolutely. So I'm actually going to add a little bit more garlic. And I could add another chili if I wanted to.
Why not? You're a chili kind of guy.
All right. So we'll go with one more serrano. Clear out the membrane again. And have you ever had a ghost pepper?
Oh, no.
No?
No. I had ghost pepper cheese.
Uh-huh.
And that is really a hot, nasty thing to put in your mouth. Even though you've got the milky cheese, it is disgusting. And now, of course, they have the even hotter pepper, which it depends on the Scoville scale, which is the scale that they use to determine the heat. A jalapeno on or off the steak is about 30 to 50,000. And some people think that's very hot. A ghost pepper will run you 700,000.
Right.
The Carolina Creeper will run it 1.5 to 1.8 million on the Scoville scale.
The Creeper or Reaper?
I think it might be the Reaper. I call it the Creeper because once you eat it, you're going to be creeping to the bathroom all night long. I'm telling you. It is. I have never tried. Have you tried the Carolina Reaper?
Yes, I have.
Ate it?
I didn't eat it. I ate a little bit of something with a sauce that was made from the Carolina Reaper. And it actually was paired with some sweet. It was actually in a bacon tomato jam that they had added it into. And let me tell you, it actually worked pretty darn well. So there are ways for it to do well.
So, I know.
All right. Now, let me add some chicken stock here. Let me go back up to my recipe just to verify. I think it's, 2 cups of chicken stock.
Now, how long did it take you to make your chicken stock this time?
Well, I started boiling it all off this morning and cooled it off. Hold on, let me pop the cap of it. There we go. And just 2 cups of chicken stock that I'm carefully pouring in here.
I noticed two things.
I pack these at home. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. Two things I noticed you never use. A measuring cup and a measuring spoon. And yet you're pretty accurate when you say how much of the ingredient you need to put.
Well,
that's years of experience.
Yeah, years of experience. Yeah, because it's all, I mean, this is not baking, this is cooking. So have fun with it. And if you have to measure everything, how much fun is that really? Okay, so now what we're going to do is we're going to add in our rice sticks. So this is the type of rice you would have pad thai with.
Of course.
All right, and you can get these, by the way. This is from Kroger, so this is not hard to get or anything like that. And they're typically in the Asian, you know, the international food area, as they call it. So pull that out. And we're going to break it in half.
Sounds like my knuckles. Anyway, my friends, while Chef Eric is, man, he's really getting a torturous look on his face as he breaks them in half. It's a reminder, you are listening to Chef and the Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. We are live at the Cigar Shop in Cumming, Georgia. If you aren't here, you're missing something. And if you aren't here, you don't know what it's like to smoke a great cigar with great people. Chef and the Fat Man, taking it to the streets of Cumming, Georgia.